WRRI, Public Radio International.
In the movie 10, Bo Derek and Dudley Moore thought it was romantic. Bolero by Maurice Ravel, seductively played by the Pittsburgh Symphony and guest conductor Leonard Slatkin, who provides a Ravel symphony with three additional Ravel favorites. Hollywood's Walt Disney brought fame to Paul Dukas with Mickey Mouse and The Sorcerer's Apprentice. We'll hear it along with the debut at Heinz Hall of Michel Camilo with his Piano Concerto No. 2, Tenerife. It's Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. I'm Jim Cunningham. Our program is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. I asked Leonard Slatkin if Mickey Mouse will be making an appearance at Heinz Hall.
I have tried to forget about the mouse. I know it's not possible. We open with Paul Dukas' L'Apprenti Sorcier, The Sorcerer's Apprentice. And this is a work that's based on a poem of Goethe, of all people, where the story is well known that the apprentice is lazy and casts a spell for the brooms to do the work and all that kind of thing. And yes, it was popularized certainly in Walt Disney's Fantasia. But that leads us to forget about the marvel of invention that this piece has. I am not one to talk about perfection much, but this piece is actually perfect. There's not one note, not one bar, not one shred of orchestration that you could say could be altered in any way, shape, or form. It absolutely falls into an incredible formal structure, and it's a brilliant piece of orchestra writing. I love doing it. And what's nice to present it on subscription concert, most orchestras play them on children's concerts. But when you have enough time to really sit and work out some of the details that Dukas has presented to us, you find the orchestra going, gosh, I didn't realize that that was happening while we were doing this. And we've had the pleasure this week of having that luxury.
Here is Leonard Slatkin to conduct The Sorcerer's Apprentice by Paul Dukas with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Sorcerer's Apprentice by Paul Dukas, with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra conducted by Leonard Slatkin. Paul Dukas conducted the premiere on May 18, 1897. A decade later, the Pittsburgh Symphony and music director Emil Power played it at Pittsburgh's Carnegie Music Hall. The 1940 Disney favorite Fantasia popularized the music inspired by Goethe's poem. There were 8 animated shorts based on classical music. In Fantasia, Mickey Mouse plays the apprentice, and the story follows Goethe's original closely, except that the sorcerer is stern and angry with his apprentice when he saves him. The Sorcerer's Apprentice from Fantasia was so popular it was repeated in a sequel, Fantasia 2000, conducted by James Levine. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio takes you to Tenerife next with the Heinz Hall debut of Michele Camilo. Michele has appeared in Pittsburgh several times, playing jazz at the Manchester Craftsmen's Guild. He was born on the 4th of April, 1954. Michele Camilo is a Grammy winner. He's a pianist and composer born in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Leonard Slatkin is a friend and fan of Michele Camilo.
I first heard him 12 or 13 years ago, and it was by accident. The sisters Lebec, Marielle and Katia, said, Gonzalo Rubalcaba is playing at the Blue Note. Now, Gonzalo is a Cuban jazz pianist, and also quite brilliant, but in a very different kind of intellectual way. He'll do a jazz riff on the Berg Sonata, for example. The front act was Michele Camilo. I didn't go to hear Michele, but I came away remembering him. This incredible talent, musically, technically, and just as a personality, bowled me over. So we started talking, found we had a lot in common, and I immediately commissioned him to write his first piano concerto. This is more or less when I was taking over the National Symphony. That turned out to be a big success. He's played it several hundred times now all over the world. Other pianists are taking it up as well. I've heard him in the club setting. I've heard him in big band. I've heard him in film. I've heard him in classical. I've heard him in solo recital. And it never fails to just totally overwhelm me.
Michele Camilo's Piano Concerto No. 2 is dedicated to Tenerife in the Canary Islands. It was heard there for the first time on March 13, 2009.
The first movement is based on my vision of the volcano. There's a giant volcano, the tallest mountain in Spain, is in the Canary Islands, and it's called El Teide. It's an incredible, majestic mountain. I even wrote like an eruption, a volcano eruption in the first movement. It's a big, giant climax with the orchestra and the piano with giant cadenzas on top of the orchestra. And then the peace comes back, and you know, so the clouds part and the ashes just dissipate. The second movement is more the evening, the climate. You know, it's a very romantic place, Tenerife, because it's a very green island from the air. And as you go from town to town and you explore, they have a festival called the Festival of the Rocks. And the whole thing is that each town competes with each other with painting on the streets with the rocks of the volcano. So the volcano has all these shades and colors. They have the blue colors, the red colors, the yellow colors, the greens, and they paint, and each town picks up a theme. Some of them are the classics, reproductions of Rembrandts, you know. The other ones go religious, and they paint the saints. And the other ones go abstract, and they go like cubist, and you know, all kinds of different things. So you feel this romantic evening. So they get this incredible sand dust that changes the air. You know, during the day, you can see yellow, you can see red, you can see like a twilight, but still during the daytime. So that's called the Scirocco. And that makes it very, very romantic place because you never saw this kind of sky except there. And then the last movement is like a block party that starts very small with a percussion ensemble, and the orchestra starts joining in, and it's like the neighbors joining into this giant block party that becomes a big block party. And then at the end, just towards the end of the movement, a mysterious guest shows up, and she's like a beautiful lady from the Sahara. So that's why you hear this Moorish kind of theme comes in. And all of a sudden it's like the action stops and everybody's like looking at this mysterious guest who finally joins into the party. And the party resumes and it's a giant climax at the end.
Here is Leonard Slatkin conduct a concerto number 2 for piano and orchestra Tenerife by Michel Camilo, played by the composer. You heard the Concerto No. 2 for piano and orchestra by Michel Camilo, Tenerife. The composer was the soloist in his Heinz Hall debut. Michel Camilo lists some of his main influences as Chick Corea, Keith Jarrett, Oscar Peterson, Bill Evans, and Art Tatum. Michel Camilo moves back and forth between classical music and jazz. He teaches and records George Gershwin. In fact, Michel Camilo does it all and loves it all.
By being in New York, I was like just soaking it all in, you know, because let's say I was going to school, but at the same time, doing my postgraduate studies, but at the same time, I was playing on Broadway with Bob Fosse. I was his rehearsal pianist, and Gordon Verdon. So I was playing the timpanale music as well. And in the evenings, I used to go to the jazz clubs and just sit in and just play with all the jazz bands and got to play with all the big names, including Dizzy Gillespie, Paquito de Rivera, even Tito Puente sometimes, and, you know, all kinds, Michael Brecker, you know, Randy Brecker. So, in a way, I wasn't really boxing myself in. On the contrary, keeping it all open, with a very open mind. And I think I realized, finally, what Duke Ellington used to say. There's only two types of music, great music and not so good. That's all. So, you know, I tried to be there some way. So, in a way, I just want to expand my musical horizons. And being in all these worlds is a blessing, to be able to do both sides of the things.
The audience at Heinz Hall is delighted to discover Michel Camilo, and we're going to have an encore. Thank you. Michel Camilo played On Fire, the title track from his best-selling 1989 Latin jazz album. Michel Camilo played an encore after his second concerto, Tenerife, with the Pittsburgh Symphony in its first hearing at Hines Hall. Michel Camilo enjoys hearing music by Maurice Ravel, still to come on this Pittsburgh Symphony broadcast. Ravel was a lover of jazz, too.
For his violin concerto, he said it was jazz-inspired, the jazz of that time, of course. And they all wrote ragtime, and they wrote cakewalks. Stravinsky did as well, you know, so it's all related. Somehow, you know, the historians have to put the two together. It's all there.
I'm so surprised when music lovers say to me, they like only one thing. They only like jazz. They only like classical music because the two, they just share so many wonderful things.
Hey, you'd be surprised if I told you that I've been to jazz clubs with Maniacs and Leonard Slatkin. We went to see Maria Schneider's big band in New York, you know, and then Manny was telling me that he was taking jazz lessons and that he was a big admirer of Oscar Peterson. You know, people would be surprised if I told them that. You know who Art Tatum's biggest fans were? Rachmaninoff and Horowitz. They used to go see him at 52nd Street and to the Three Deuces. And there is a famous quote of Rachmaninoff calling Art Tatum the greatest living pianist. So, you know, you never know. And, you know the anecdote of Horowitz inviting Art Tatum to his home and playing for him the transcription of T4-2 from Solo Piano Masterpieces. And then Art Tatum sat at the piano and improvised a whole complete new set of variations. So, you know, it's all good. At the end of the day, it's all music.
Hines Hall is a jazzy place with Michel Camilo on stage for the first time. There's another encore on the way. Michel Camilo playing his own music at Heinz Hall. A second encore after his Piano Concerto No. 2, Tenerife, with Leonard Slatkin conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. I'm Jim Cunningham. Bolero and three other Maurice Ravel favorites are on the way in this Pittsburgh Symphony broadcast. Stay tuned. Jim Wilkinson is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Resident conductors are Lawrence Lowe and Fawzi Haymoor. The Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air with the Pittsburgh Concert Channel, found at WQEDFM.org. All of our Pittsburgh Symphony radio broadcasts are archived for streaming on demand. Take a few moments and drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. It will fit in your wallet. It's in the shape of a credit card, and it helps in reading concert programs in low light. It even magnifies small print. It arrives along with a complete list of concerts in the series, our radio guide, which includes photographs of some of the musicians you're listening to, including our Taiwan-born assistant concertmaster, Wei Sheng Kao. In addition to being a fine violinist, Wei Sheng is an aficionado of conveyor belt sushi. There is a history of the Pittsburgh Symphony and the biography of music director Manfred Honeck. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org. You'll find our website at psoradio.org. Don't forget to let me know what station you're listening to. If you missed the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio concert. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony with support from Michelle and Pat Atkins. They've underwritten in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, and we have additional support from the Jack Buncher Foundation. This is Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from Public Radio International.